compare when back when you first came and how hard it was to find a place to pray to now? Do you find that people are more aware of that? More people are aware of what you need to do and what it means to be Muslim now.
Right. Yeah, that's a good question. Of course, when the Somalis started coming to Minnesota, many mainstream Minnesotans had not had much contact with Muslims. So the idea of prayer, of fasting, of not eating pork, the women's hijab, wearing the head cover or hijab, all this were totally new to many Minnesotans. However, as I said earlier, as we say, Minnesota nice. I mean, they're as I mentioned earlier, they're very welcoming and open to, you know, understand and find out why you are doing this or why you are requiring this. So a lot of the school, for example, the school system, the social services, many the employers, they all began to ask about who these new immigrants are and were able to explain to them why we are doing this and how important it's for us. And once they understood that, they provided accommodation. So it's much easier that in some buildings or in some places where there are many Muslims or many Somalis, they provide a room where prayer can be performed, and the fasting also they know about that, you know, when it's time to eat at the end of the day, they do have arrangement for people to take their break or take time off. And so all this has been quite positive. So today I believe many Minnesotans do know about Muslims, they do know about the requirements, and they have been very helpful and very understanding and very accommodating, and I'm very grateful for that.